Ever see a bird like full speed fly straight into a window?
Oh yeah.
It's like what was going through its little bird brain, you know?
Right.
Like you think, you know? It's like, is it just an accident? Or is there something more to it?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're diving into today, actually. One of our listeners sent in this poem. It's called Pasted Text, and it gets into some pretty deep stuff about civilization and nature.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it goes like this. The arc of civilization, does it begin or end with the broken neck of a brown thrasher dashed on a porch window?
Yeah.
Is its death an accident or suicide? Or is it a lit fuse?
Wow.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, first of all, that imagery is that's striking.
It is.
The way the poem takes this really specific, almost kind of disturbing image, this bird hitting a window, and uses it to talk about these huge ideas of like civilization and nature and progress.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just it makes you think about the connection there.
It really does. And the way the poem is structured, start and ending with that same image, that arc of civilization,
Right.
it's like it's trapped in this cycle,
Absolutely.
like almost mirroring the kind of the cycles of growth and destruction that we see throughout history.
Exactly. And that whole cyclical idea, it makes me think about the brown thrasher itself, actually.
Oh, how so?
Well, brown thrashers, they're known for being really adaptable.
Yeah.
Like they can survive in all kinds of environments. Even us humans are, constantly changing things up. But like the poem shows, they're still vulnerable. Like even a creature that tough can be wiped out in an instant.
It's that one line, accident or suicide, that always gets me.
Yeah.
Like it's asking us to confront our own role in all of this.
Right.
Are we actively choosing to destroy the environment? Or is it more like, we just kind of messed up along the way?
It kind of reminds me of Jared Diamond's work. You're familiar with him? He wrote Collapse. He talks about how a lot of civilizations throughout history, they basically self-destructed because they destroyed their own environments, often without even realizing what they were doing until it was too late.
Yeah, like deforestation and pollution, things like that.
Exactly. Deforestation, soil erosion, water mismanagement. They weren't setting out to destroy themselves, but they weren't exactly careful either. It's that gray area,
Yeah, the unintended consequences of choices we make, thinking they're progress, which, I mean, that ties right back into the poem, to
Yeah.
that line, or is it a lit fuse?
Oh, absolutely. That's what gives the poem that sense of urgency.
Probably.
It's like we're on the edge of something bad.
And we don't know what's going to happen.
Right. And that's what's so powerful about it, I think. It's not just about a bird hitting a window. It's about these larger patterns that keep repeating themselves throughout history.
It is, yeah. It's a bit frightening, honestly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do find a little bit of hope in that unknown, in a way. Like you said, it doesn't tell us what happens after the fuse is lit.
That's a good point. It's up to us to write that part of the story.
Exactly. And I think that's a great question for our listeners to think about. What kind of future are we creating with our actions?
It's like that old saying, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves.
Exactly. How have you seen humans shaping the environment around you? Has it been for better or for worse? What do you think? Let us know.